never meant to be a bore. It was meant to be exciting. Only on Power. And that's what you get on Power Center Monday 9:03 with me, Cookie and Preston. Every day from Monday to Friday, you get to interact with yours truly as I take you on a journey like no other. From Afrobeat. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. It's Zed and Afro. Only on Drive.
Bringing you all the press news from New Saga, Hard Hotway, Ruby Stone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Actually opposes Bill 46, citing threats to Zambia's democracy and parliamentary immunity. The National Democratic Institute, NDI, deployed pre-election assessment mission to Zambia. In international news, France voices concern about the spread of Islamist extremism in Sahel. And in sports news, Red Arrows determined to end Rondo United's giant killing run.
And now, the Power FM News.
Excellent and reliable news of the day, I'm Chris Wanji. The Action Institute of Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has strongly condemned Bill 46, currently review, warning that its passage would pose serious risk to the country's democratic foundations. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma expressed his concern that if enacted, Zambia would become the first nation to abolish parliamentary immunity. Mr. Ngoma observed that this change would expose members of parliament, MPs, to potential loss of their parliamentary seats and imprisonment for alleged misconduct within the legislative chamber. Highlighting Zambia's role as a founding member of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, Ms. Ngoma underscored that parliamentary immunity is a critical safeguard that allows MPs to debate freely, hold the executive accountable, and maintain the separation of powers essential to democratic governance. He argued that the removal of such immunity would severely undermine the independence of the National Assembly and weaken democratic processes. The Institute is also calling on executive branch, particularly the Attorney General, to refrain from interfering in parliamentary matters, stressing that Parliament must operate independently to uphold the separation of powers. Mr. Ngoma has sent a bill to lawmakers from all parties to reject Bill 46 in its current form, urging them to protect democratic traditions and the constitutional supremacy that safeguards fundamental freedoms. Another special development, opposition citizens first leader Harry Kalava has outlined a governance approach centered on national unity, institutional integrity, and reduced political interference in state operations. Speaking during a recent political broadcast, Mr. Kalava, a strong presidential hopeful in the August polls, emphasized that his party's industrialization agenda would be aligned with Zambia's 8th National Development Plan. He underscored the need for national development to transcend party manifestos to ensure continuity and inclusivity. Mr. Kalava said that political agendas must be subordinate to broader national priorities in order to safeguard the interests of all citizens regardless of political affiliations. He noted that aligning party policies with existing national frameworks would help ensure that development benefits are distributed equitably across the country. One of key pillars of his vision is the depoliticization of the civil service. Mr. Kalava stressed that public institutions must operate independently of political influence, with civil servants serving the state rather than any political party. He proposed strict measures to enforce professionalism within the public sector, including prohibiting civil servants from engaging in active political activities or displaying partisan allegiance.
Our industrialization agenda, as citizens first, must fit in the 8th National Development Plan. Because a country also has a manifesto. Our manifesto, as citizens first, must fit in the country's agenda. It is because there are people who did not vote for Harry Kalala and the citizens first to ascend to power, who should not be disadvantaged because of our partisan manifesto. They are people who should continue benefiting from the resources of the country because there's a national agenda beyond partisan interest. So when you see a police officer, a police officer must represent the country, not a political party. When you see a doctor, they must represent the country, not a political party. By the very nature of the civil servants are non-partisan. And what I came to learn about being non-partisan is that they should not vote for the party of their choice. They should not show affiliation or active participation in politics when they are serving as civil servants.
The National Democratic Institute, NDI, has prepared a pre-election assessment mission to Zambia from the 25th to the 30th of April in the lead-up to the August 2026 general elections. The delegation will assess the political environment and administrative preparations for the elections and offer practical recommendations to stakeholders on measures to be taken ahead of the polls to enhance the credibility, transparency and participation in the process. The mission is scheduled to meet a wide array of stakeholders from across the political spectrum, including the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, civil society actors and citizen observers. The delegation is led by His Excellency Mohamed Chambers, African Union High Representative for Silence in the Guns and Chairman of the African Union High Level Panel on Sudan. The delegation also includes regional and election experts, namely Commissioner Lilian V. Mahiri Zaja, former Vice Chairperson, Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, Kenya, Professor Christina Murray, Professor Emeritus, University of Cape Town, South Africa, Cynthia Mbamalu, Director of Programs, Yaga Africa, Nigeria, Jemima Balo, NDI Director and Southern and Eastern Africa, and Richard King, NDI Director of Elections. The NDI mission to Zambia will conduct its activities in accordance with the laws of Zambia and the Declaration of Principles for International Election Observation Adoption at the United Nations in 2005 and endorsed by 65 organizations, including the African Union. Granite Agricultural Consulting has revealed that it has invested over $5 million since its inception in 2021, including funding the country's first insurance tech conference. The initiative aimed at bridging insurance gaps and foster closer collaboration among sector players. Galix Group Head of Finance and Administration, Joy Kamangala, emphasized the group's commitment to further investing in digital technologies to deliver tailored services closer to customers. He expressed concern over the persistent insurance gap in the country and highlighted the need to develop customized tech solutions to address the challenge. In partnership with the Insurers Association,